وإذ أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناهم تدميرا. And when we decide to torment, to torture, to punish a nation, a town, a people, we first send our definite warning. Fear Allah Ta'ala and be righteous. Yet, if they then transgress therein, we will send to them our word of torment, and then we will destroy them with complete destruction. With absolute complete destruction. The appearance of these earthquakes, dear creatures, there's a reason behind it. A reason which may be absent in a lot of people's minds. A lot of people's minds are too busy with the world, too busy with materialism, servants of this life. Among the most established sunnah of Allah Ta'ala. Understand this, open your ears. Among the established sunnah of Allah Ta'ala is that He does not send punishment on His slaves to anyone, only if it's due to sin and wrongdoing. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever misfortune falls on you, befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. Every disaster, every calamity that befalls you, it is because of your wrongdoing. What caused Adam and Eve to be thrown out of paradise? Wrongdoing. What caused the people of Noah to be drowned? Everyone on that earth at his time, they were all drowned. Where the water reached the peak of the mountain. Wrongdoing. The furious, violent wind upon the people of Ad, where they were seen lying overthrown and destroyed as though they were hollow trunks of palm trees. Wrongdoing. The awful cry upon the people of Thamud. The awful cry until it tore the hearts inside their chest. And then they all fell dead. Without exception. Wrongdoing. Wrongdoing, dear creatures. The lifting of the villages of Lot, those filthy people. That's when homosexuality originated. Allah lifted the villages until the angels heard the barking of their dogs. And then they twisted the land upside down and it fell onto them. And then rain and rain poured on top of them. Not rain of water, rain of stones. أَلَمْ نُهُلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُمَّ نُتَبِعُهُمُ الْآخَرِينَ. Did we not destroy the ancients? Did we not destroy the ancients? So we shall make the following generations, the latter generations, follow them. The earthquake that hit Turkey. Years back, the earthquake that hit Turkey. Why did it hit Turkey? Was it a natural disaster? Was it something normal? The earth is not right? It made a crack and an earthquake? It trembled? Wallahi, dear creatures, it is a soldier of Allah Ta'ala. That wicked government deserved it. Like a lot of other wicked so-called Islamic governments today. It is a warning to the people of Turkey, specifically as it is a warning to the people, the whole Muslims in all the lands generally, to return back to the Almighty Lord. To cry in repentance, to prostrate to Allah Ta'ala, and in your prostration saying, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive me for my sin." It was a warning to see that, brothers and sisters, the happy one in this life is the one that sees this with his own eyes and learns lessons, thus takes heed and prepares himself before it's too late. And the sad one is the one that sees these calamities in front of him. Look at the world today. We see problems everywhere. The world has united against us to fight Islam. Wake up. Be a Muslim. You are a target whether you think you are or not. Wallahi, you are a target because you say La ilaha illallah. And you always remain a target as long as you say La ilaha illallah. And when you say Kufr, you're not a target anymore. You won't be a target anymore. But if you want to be a Muslim, you are a target. So that incident that happened in Turkey and worldwide, these earthquakes, these are soldiers of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا نُرْسِلُوا بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا وَمَا نُرْسِلُوا بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا We do not send our signs only as a warning. Only as a warning. And to make them fear, afraid of destruction. Allah warns us. So those people who are sad people, I say they are dumb people who say it's only a natural disaster. It's only a natural disaster. Wallahi, they are nothing but dumb people. They do not know the power of the Almighty Lord. But the day will come. If they deny this earthquake of being the soldier of Allah Ta'ala, their day will come, wallahi al-azim, they cannot deny it. The day it will come, they will wish they said, La ilaha illallah. The day when they see their own very eyes that Allah has blessed them with. Since they were born, they were looking and looking and looking, but their eyes were closed, and their heart is sealed, and their ears is locked from the truth. But they will come when they will say, Laytani, I wish. But I wish on that day will not benefit that person if he believed not before, nor earned righteousness for his faith.